Well, in the case of the cyber infrastructure, we're integrating systems from a lot of different groups and engineers. One example that I was going to use in the last discussion was actually the Jet Propulsion Laboratory of NASA's. We are building into the cyber infrastructure for the observatories initiative the planning software and so on that was used for the Martian landers and rovers here to actually plan for move the rovers from day to day and so on. The instruments we're putting in the ocean are not simply fixed in one place. There are several autonomous vehicles that have built into this thing as well. In fact, there are tens of these things, of gliders, autonomous underwater vehicles, and so on, that operate relatively independently. And we will be controlling those gliders and autonomous vehicles using software and systems that were really developed for the Mars program and operating the rovers on the face of Mars. We have infrequent sonar contact with these things, just as we have infrequent contact and distant contact with the rovers. And so we have to use many of the software tricks that were used with that for operating this observatories initiative. So that's one good example of collaboration.